coming, Mother.
The Aldrich Family, written by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone. Entertainment for all the family, brought to you by Postum, a tempting wholesome drink for all the family. Postum. Friends, before we join the Aldrich family, listen. Does that mean anything to you? Doesn't that sound just like your bedroom clock when it's dark and late at night and you're lying there unable to sleep? Well, if it does, if you know how the seconds drag when you're kept awake, just think of this. Coffee may be robbing you of sleep. Perhaps you'd sleep better if you drank Postum instead. Yes, even though many folks can drink coffee and sleep, many others, perhaps you among them, cannot. So do as millions have done. If you think coffee keeps you awake, switch to Postum because it's stimulant-free. Because Postum, unlike coffee, contains nothing that could cause sleeplessness. Just drink fragrant, flavorful Postum instead of coffee. And after a fair trial of, say, 2 short weeks, see if you aren't enjoying good, sound sleep again and lots of it. See if you don't say, thank goodness for Postum. Huck Finn, Tom Sawyer, Penrod Schofield. They're more than boys in books because the things they say and do are things real boys say and do. And now, Henry Aldrich joins the ranks of these typical American youngsters. A boy from your town, perhaps from your own home. Now it is evening. We find Henry in the Aldrich living room with his father and mother.
Father, could I bother you for just a second?
What about?
All I want to ask is to do something for me.
What is it?
Well, first, are you sure you're comfortable?
Comfortable?
Yes, sir. Can I get you anything first?
You may. You may get me my pipe.
Yes, Father. I'd be very glad to. Where is it?
It's apparently upstairs. Tell me what it is you want.
Oh, no, Father. I'd rather you have everything you want before I bring up what I'm going to.
Sam, did the Johnsons say definitely they're coming over?
They did, Alice.
And I suppose, of course, they'll want to play bridge.
They certainly will.
Sometimes I wonder whether the Johnsons ever do anything but play bridge.
Well, you can't blame them much. There's just the two of them.
Well, sometimes I wonder if they realize what they've missed by not having any children.
Here's your pipe, Father, and your tobacco.
Oh, thank you.
And all I want to ask you for is only 25 cents.
Henry.
Yes, Mother?
I thought I said you were not to have that 25 cents.
Not even from Father?
Not even from anyone, dear.
Alice, are there any matches out in the kitchen?
Yes, Sam.
But, Mother, this is the first time I've ever taken Loretta out, and it's going to be a swell dance. You don't want me to be embarrassed, do you?
I thought you had the tickets.
I have. But how am I going to buy her a hot dog afterwards?
I'm sorry, but I don't know.
Well, look, Mother, would you be willing to tell me why you won't advance it?
Henry, I have nothing more to say.
Nothing whatever? You won't even give me a hint as to why you won't? Mother, is it because you don't believe in letting me have money in advance, or because you don't think the hot dog would be good for me? Mother?
It happens to be both.
All right, I've got an answer for both.
Henry, dear, if you don't care enough to do anything for me, I certainly can't be expected to do anything for you.
Mother, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm not surprised.
Well, is it something you asked me to do and I forgot, or something I shouldn't have done and you found out I did?
Never mind.
Because it isn't as though I were asking you for 50 cents or 35 cents or even 30. All I'm asking is enough to buy a hot dog for each of us and a root beer for Loretta. I'd rather eat mine dry than ask you for 1 cent more.
How are you going to get Loretta to the dance?
I think there'll be room in Jimmy's car, Mother. All I have to do is keep trying until his phone answers.
Well, don't you think it's time you made some definite arrangements?
You don't suppose Father would...
You don't suppose I'd what?
Nothing, Father. Mother, will you tell me this? Is it because I forgot to hang up my pajamas?
Henry, if you're going to take Loretta to the dance, the thing for you to do is call Jimmy and see whether he has room for you.
Yes, Mother. I'm going to write out to the phone now. And I'm only sorry I didn't do whatever it is you want me to do for you.
Alice, what was it he didn't do?
Never mind, Sam. It's completely unimportant.
Is this the only deck of cards we have?
No, dear. There's another deck right here on the table. I asked him distinctly. It was the last thing I asked him to do before he left the house. And he came right back from the store without it.
Without what?
Never mind.
Well, what was it?
The ginger ale.
For tonight?
Yes, Sam. I asked him distinctly to get 6 bottles of ginger ale. And, of course, that was the one thing he didn't bring.
Well, now, Alice, don't let it upset you like that. You know the Johnsons, once they start playing bridge, they'll forget they're thirsty.
Sam, it isn't just the ginger ale. It's the fact that Henry can be so wrapped up in himself that he never even thinks of anything else.
Well, I'll give him a little talking to.
Now, Sam, you're not even to mention it. Let him find out for himself how thoughtless he's been.
Where's the score pad?
Oh, right there in that stand drawer. As a matter of fact, I'd even planned to ask you to drive him and Loretta to the dance tonight.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't. I'm settled here for the evening.
I'm simply going to make this a lesson for him.
Mother, why do you suppose Jimmy Bartlett doesn't answer?
I'm afraid, dear, that's your problem.
Yes, Mother, I'll find somebody that'll take us. And, Mother, before I forget it, when I came home, the icebox was full.
I beg your pardon?
So I left it outside the back door in the snowbank.
You left what out there?
Don't you remember? Your ginger ale.
The ginger ale? You got the ginger ale?
Yeah, sure. Didn't you want it?
Well, Henry, that's fine.
I wonder whether Homer Brown would have room for us in his car.
Henry, Sam, do you have 25 cents in change?
25 cents? I have 3 dimes.
Well, dear, give them to Henry.
To I, Mother? 30 cents?
Henry, if you and Loretta are going to dance all evening, the least you'll want afterwards is something to eat.
But, Mother, wouldn't you like to tell me first what it is I did that you didn't want to give it to me for?
Henry, as I said before, let's forget the whole thing. Sam, is there any reason why you couldn't drive Henry to the dance?
What, sir?
Drive me?
Yes.
Drive Henry?
Yes, dear, it won't take you 20 minutes.
But, Alice, the Johnsons are coming.
My goodness, all you have to do is drive Henry over and pick up Loretta and drop them at the country club.
But, Alice, don't you realize the roads are banked with snow?
The plows have opened everything up, Father. Pretty nearly.
Of course they have. Of course they have. Now, Sam...
Henry, get your things on.
Yes, Father. Well, gee whiz, boy, I wanted to take Loretta in our car all the time. It's twice as good as George Bigelow.
Alice, suppose the Johnsons get here before I get back.
What harm will it do if the bridge game has to wait 5 minutes? As a matter of fact, if they had a boy of their own, they'd understand.
Where are my gloves?
They're right here on the radiator, Father.
No, I'll answer the phone. You two get started.
Goodbye, Mother. And thanks very much.
Come on, Henry. Don't slip on the porch.
Goodbye. Have a good time, and thank you for getting the ginger ale. Hello?
Hello. Is this Elm 303?
Yes.
Who is this?
This is Mrs. Aldrich.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Aldrich.
Hello. Who is this?
Hi, this is Loretta. Can I speak with Henry?
Henry? Will you wait just a minute, please? Loretta, I just looked out the window, dear. Henry and his father just this minute pulled away.
Oh, he's on his way over to get me?
Yes.
Well, maybe I should have called earlier.
What for?
I'm way out here.
Where?
Oh, that's all right. My folks will tell him when he gets there.
Well, dear, where are you?
I'm out at my aunt's. It's only 6 miles out in the middle town road, though.
6 miles?
Yes. Does Henry have chains?
I don't think he does. Are the roads quite bad?
Oh, no, they're not bad. He's bound to get here sooner or later. Hello, Loretta. Can you hear me?
Yes, Agnes.
I was just wondering whether you started for the dance yet.
I'm still waiting for Henry.
For Henry? Henry Aldrich?
Yes.
But, Loretta, aren't you going with George?
Oh, no, not tonight, I'm not.
Well,
oh, I don't have any crush on Henry. I just thought it was time I went out with somebody else.
Why?
Well, I just decided it would put Georgie in his place for a change.
What are you going to wear?
My light blue.
Your light blue. Have I ever seen it?
No. Oh, I've got to hang up, Agnes, or Henry may go right by.
Father, is this the country club?
I don't know. Open the window so I can see.
No, I guess this isn't it yet.
We made pretty good time, Mr. Aldrich, even if you have only been able to go 10 miles an hour.
Yes. Henry, is that a car right ahead of us?
No, how could it be? Yes! Yes, gee whiz!
Hold on!
Mr. Aldrich, what are we doing?
Nothing! Just trying to stop.
Gee whiz, here we are. Turned right around and facing the other way.
Isn't this the country club?
Oh, yes. Gee, Father, it's lucky you skidded or we would have gone right by it.
You mean we're here?
Sure.
Well, I certainly want to thank you, Mr. Ulrich. I never had such an exciting ride.
And I hope, Father, you won't be too late getting back to the house.
That's all right. Just get out of the car.
Yes, sir. Don't slip, Loretta.
Henry, just look.
What's the matter?
My gracious, look at everybody going in.
What's the matter with them?
All the girls are wearing long dresses, Henry, and you told me it was informal.
It is informal.
But it couldn't be, Henry. It just couldn't be if they're all wearing long dresses.
Are you out yet?
Mr. Ulrich, I can't get out.
Why not?
I'm not dressed.
What's that?
Well, look, Loretta, why don't we just stick our heads inside and see whether there aren't some others informal?
Henry, I'd die if I went in there. George Bigelow and everyone is going to be in there. I'd simply die.
Why would you die? Go ahead in and dance. Have a good time.
But, Mr. Ulrich, Henry told me. He told me distinctly I wouldn't have to dress.
But, Loretta, Homer Brown told me distinctly it was informal. He said, don't let your girl dress. She'll only be conspicuous.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, that's what I don't know.
Look, Loretta, couldn't we sort of...
Sort of what?
Henry, I have guests back at the house that are waiting to play bridge. What are you going to do?
Well, Mr. Ulrich, it isn't as though you'd have to drive me all the way back to my aunt's. My evening clothes are at my own house, and that's hardly 3 miles from here.
Loretta, why don't you just walk in with your head up and show the whole town you don't care what they think?
But I do care, Mr. Ulrich.
All right, why don't you and Henry go to a movie?
But, Father, look, I've got the tickets for the dance.
Henry, the Johnsons can't even play one hand of bridge until I get better, and it's been 1 hour and 10 minutes since I left the house.
But couldn't they be playing some other game, Mr. Ulrich?
The Johnsons don't play any other game.
Well, look, Father, could you step out of the car for a second while I speak to you confidentially? Loretta, would you mind closing the door?
You aren't going to leave me here, are you?
Loretta, close the door.
Yes, Mr. Ulrich.
Now then, Henry, as long as we're alone, may I say one thing?
Father, all I want to ask is to loan me enough money to hire a taxi.
Why?
To take her home while she changes.
Henry, I don't even have my wallet with me.
Don't you have any change at all?
I do not.
Father, this is the first time I've ever taken her out. She's really George Bigelow's girl. You don't want me to give her the wrong impression of our family, do you?
Henry, if you'd listened to Homer more carefully, you wouldn't be in this predicament.
But, Father, I'm sure he said it was to be informal.
He couldn't have, son. I just saw Homer go into the clubhouse 1 minute ago with his own girl.
Was she in a long dress?
Of course she was.
Gee whiz, I don't know what made me think he did say it.
Because, son, you don't pay attention. You're like your mother. You simply jump at conclusions.
But, Father, couldn't you make an exception just this once? If I promise to listen very carefully in the future?
Henry, I cannot. This is your fault.
Hey, Henry.
Who's that?
It's Homer Brown. I just want to tell you I'm sorry I gave you that bum steer. I thought it was going to be informal.
Homer, did you tell Henry it was going to be informal?
Yeah, and boy, I bet his girl hates me.
She hates you. Gee whiz, Homer.
Henry, just forget the whole thing.
I'm only telling him how I feel, Father.
Get in the car. Hurry up.
Where are we going?
Over to Loretta's while she changes her clothes.
Mrs. Ulrich.
Yes, Mrs. Johnson.
Isn't that a car I see driving up in front of the house?
One moment while I look out of the window.
You mean Mr. Ulrich is finally back?
No, whoever it is getting out and going in next door.
Oh, I wonder whether he plays bridge.
Well, I suppose you have to expect these things when you have children.
Well, I'm almost positive Sam will be driving in any minute.
Frank, it would be much easier on you if you'd stop shuffling those cards. That's all you've been doing all evening.
Thought I'd just have them ready.
There he is.
Is that the front door?
It's the telephone. He's probably calling to say he'll be right here. Hello?
Hello, is this Mother?
Yes.
May I speak to Father, please?
With your father? He isn't here, dear.
He isn't? Well, where is he?
I have no idea. We've been waiting here for him all evening.
Well, maybe he hasn't had time to get there.
What's happened, Henry?
It was formal and Loretta wasn't.
What's that?
She had to make a change, Mother, and the roads are rather icy. But when he got us back here to the dance, he started right for home.
How long ago?
About an hour ago.
An hour ago?
Well, maybe it was a half an hour ago.
Well, even so, dear, he should certainly be here by now.
Mother, I wouldn't be worried. The front wheel doesn't interfere with his driving very much.
The front wheel?
The right one. And the reason I called, Mother, when Father left here, Homer Brown said he'd take Loretta and me home.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and be sure to tell Homer to drive carefully.
But, Mother, the trouble is, since then, I've had a fight with Homer.
You have?
And Loretta's had a fight with Homer's girl.
Well, Henry, was that necessary?
It was really on account of Father, Mother, so don't you think he'd be willing to come and get us when the dance is over?
Henry, your father can't possibly go out again.
Wouldn't the Johnsons enjoy coming over with him?
You just ask around and find someone there at the dance that can take you home.
But suppose I can't?
Henry, the thing for us to worry about right now is your father. Please go back and ask some of the boys whether they can't help you.
Yes, Mother.
And if we don't hear from you again, we'll know you've found someone.
Yes, Mother, I'll try. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
He's on his way.
I'm sorry to say that wasn't Sam.
No? Well, you aren't worried, are you, my dear?
Oh, no. Mr. Johnson, do you have change on your car?
Well, for once, it isn't Henry who's missing, but his father. And since he's so badly needed at the bridge table, we can only hope that he'll turn up soon. Meanwhile, let me ask you something about your dining table. Do you think that postum should have a place on it only if coffee keeps you awake? Well, if you do, I can only say you're missing something. You're missing a mealtime drink that, for downright enjoyment alone, is one of the grandest things you and your family ever tasted. You'll say so yourself once you try postum. For a good hot cup of postum gives you a fragrance and flavor that have made it the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes. And mind you, it doesn't taste like coffee or like tea. Postum's flavor is distinctive, and it's every bit as delicious as it is different, economical. Still selling at its usual low cost of less than 1/2 cent a cup, postum is one drink your whole family can enjoy and at the same time ease the household budget. So for enjoyment and economy, serve steaming, delicious postum to grown-ups and children alike, and find out why no drink is quite so good as postum for all the family. But getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Mrs. Aldrich, worried and embarrassed over the tardy return of her husband who has driven Henry to the country club dance, continues to wait without any news from him. Meanwhile, Henry is having his own troubles. As the scene opens, we find him dancing with his girl.
Oh, you're a wonderful dancer, Henry.
I am. Why do you keep looking over your shoulder all the time?
No reason. I just want to see who's here. What's the matter, Henry?
The matter? What do you mean?
You've hardly said 10 words during this whole dance.
Well, the fact is I'm worried.
What about?
Do you suppose if we phoned your father, he'd come after us?
He isn't home tonight.
Oh. Well, then that's out.
Can't your father come after us?
Oh, yes, he'd be glad to. I've just been asking a couple of fellas in case. You know, my father wanted to play a little bridge. He was hoping to.
Oh. You know, I like your father, Henry.
You do?
Uh-huh. When he first looks at you, you think, my goodness, he's mad at me. But then it turns out he's just apparently thinking of something else.
All in all, he's pretty good.
Doesn't he ever really get mad?
Well, don't misunderstand me. He can lose his temper. You know, if he's planning to use his tools and he doesn't know I put them away carefully someplace else where he doesn't happen to know where it is, and boy, then does he tear around.
Really?
For the whole next hour, you want to keep out of his way.
Really?
Sure. But he never gets what you could really call mad. I sort of wish I could find someone to take us home.
Henry, I have an idea. Why couldn't George Bigelow drive us home?
George Bigelow?
Yes.
George Bigelow? Why should we ask him?
Why not? He's here all alone, Henry, and he's got his car.
Sure. I noticed he was here all alone. I noticed.
Now, Henry, don't be silly. There he is right over there. George! Oh, George!
Listen, Loretta, if you call him, he'll only want to dance with you again.
Oh, he hasn't danced with me so much.
Gee whiz, he's cut in on almost every dance.
Well, I didn't ask him to, Henry.
Hey, Loretta!
Yes, George?
Come on out on the porch. I want to show you something.
George, you wouldn't mind driving us home, would you?
No, Loretta, it won't be necessary.
No, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind at all.
I said it wouldn't be necessary. And anyway, Loretta's staying way out at her aunt's tonight.
What of it? All I have to do is drop you first, and then I'll take Loretta home.
What's that? Listen, I brought Loretta here, and I'm going to take her home.
Of course you are. I'm just going to help you.
No, you're not. I'm going to take her home myself.
Now, boys, wait.
Now,
wait.
Listen, Aldrich.
Now, listen yourself.
Sam, is that you?
It is.
Oh, my God.
goodness, Sam, where have you been?
Where have I been? Where haven't I been?
Well, dear, are you all right?
Of course I am. Why shouldn't I be?
Well, what have you been doing all this time?
I'll tell you all about it later. Let's go in and start playing bridge. I'll just wash my hands.
Start playing bridge? Where's Mr. Johnson?
What do you mean, where is he?
Sam, he drove out to get you.
What did you do that for?
Because Mrs. Johnson and I were worried about you.
Well, now, Alice, why did you do a thing like that?
Mrs. Aldridge, has anything happened to Frank?
Well, no, dear, of course nothing has. Sam, you must have seen him. He took the road right out to the country club.
Well, I took the shortcut over Kendall Hill. That's where I had the trouble.
What trouble?
I couldn't get over it.
You mean it's that slippery out?
It is.
And you don't think you ought to do anything about it?
Do anything? What could I do?
Well, Sam, I think if he went out for you, the least you can do is go out for him.
Alice, you should never have sent him.
But I thought something happened to you.
You were simply jumping at conclusions.
You weren't able to get over Kendall Hill, were you?
No, but all I did was slide down it backwards.
Well, that's all the more reason you ought to go out and get him.
Alice.
To tell you the truth, Mr. Aldrich, I am worried.
Where did I put my coat?
Right here on the banister. And, Sam, drive carefully, because I'm going to worry about you every minute you're gone.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'd just as soon put the car up tonight and not get it out all winter. Oh, just a minute. Hello?
Hello, is this you, Father?
It is.
Well, this is Henry. Father, you'll have to come out here and get me when the dance is over.
What's that?
I'm sorry, Father, but it's an emergency. My whole reputation is at stake.
What about?
I'm just not going to let him get away with it, that's all.
Henry.
I'll explain everything when I see you. Goodbye.
But, Henry!
So long.
What are you waiting for, Henry? Aren't you going home?
Sure, Homer. I'm waiting for Loretta.
Where is she?
She's upstairs in the powder room getting her things on.
Oh. That's funny, because if I remember correctly, I heard George Bigelow say something about taking Loretta home.
You're crazy, Homer. There you are, jumping at conclusions again. Loretta's up there mending a hem on her skirt.
Well, George was talking about it, Henry. And incidentally, I wonder where Agnes is.
I hope she's ditched you.
Well, gee, darn near everybody else has gone home.
Have I kept you waiting, Homer?
Yes. So long, Henry. You can still come home with us if you want to.
That's all right, Homer. My father will be here in a minute. Agnes, did you happen to notice whether Loretta is almost ready?
Loretta? I don't know, Henry. I didn't see her upstairs.
You didn't? Well, she's up there, all right, Agnes. She's mending her hem.
Remember what I heard George say, Henry.
You're crazy.
So long, then.
Good night.
Good night.
Young man, would you mind stepping over to one side while I sweep up here?
Oh, excuse me.
Did y'all have a nice dance tonight?
Well, pretty good.
Everybody seemed to. Why don't you go home?
Well, I'm going to just as soon as my father gets here.
Would you mind not standing in front of this piano? I want to close it up.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, my, look at those ashes.
Have you seen anyone up in the powder room?
Who, your father?
No, my girl. Loretta Taylor. Do you know her?
I don't know, but she ain't up there.
Are you sure?
I certainly didn't see anybody, and I just came down from there 10 seconds ago.
You didn't see anyone at all?
No, sir.
Oh.
Now, young man, if you'll stand over to the other side, unless you want to get your feet wet, I'll start mopping.
Sure. There isn't more than one powder room up there, is there?
There never has been. Say, I don't suppose I should ask you, but I ain't going to be long cleaning up here. You couldn't give me a lift home, could you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't think I'll wait any longer myself.
Oh. Your girl ditched you?
Oh, no, no. I guess she didn't want to bother my father. So she just went home. Incidentally, in case my father comes here after I've left, will you tell him I'm walking home?
Oh, sure.
I'd phone him, only, gee whiz, I spent all my nickels phoning home as it is.
Now then, Mr. Johnson, I guess you're waiting for me.
Yes, sir, it's your turn.
Well, now let's see. No, I can't do it that way.
You stuck?
No, I'll figure this out. You certainly got me in a jam here.
Well, I was only following your lead.
Yes. Well, let me try it this way. I'll put my car in reverse, and you see if you can push me.
I don't think that will work.
Excuse me, mister, but could you give me a lift?
What's that?
Gee whiz, Father, is that you?
Henry, where did you come from?
I'm walking home, so you won't have to go all the way out to the clubhouse and get me.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you.
Are both of your cars stuck here?
Henry, stand back. We're going to try it once more.
Easy, easy. That isn't going to do it.
No, I guess it isn't.
Father, wait a second. Here comes a car.
Wait, I'll flag them.
Let me. Hey! Hey, can you give us a hand?
What is it you want?
Is that you, Homer?
Of course it is.
Well, can you help pull either one of these cars out of here?
How?
There's nothing to it. All you have to do is...
Now, wait a minute, Henry. Let me tell him. Just back up behind Mr. Johnson's car real slowly.
Is there room for me to get in there? Is there? Henry, is there?
What, Homer? Hey, Homer, what'd you do that for?
I thought I had room.
That's it. Jumping at some more conclusions.
Sam, do you want me to turn out the light?
I'll turn it out. You in bed?
Yes, dear.
Am I tired?
Well, I should think you'd be dead.
What did the Johnsons say when they went home?
Not a thing. They simply put on their coats and left.
Without even looking at a bridge deck?
You know, Sam, it's really a pity the Johnsons have no family. Then they'd understand how easy and natural it is to make sacrifices for them.
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Did Henry say anything to you about Loretta?
Why, he didn't mention it to me.
Well, I'm afraid, Sam, he was terribly hurt this evening.
Father?
Yes, Henry?
Could I just thank you once more for all you've done for me tonight?
You're very welcome, son. Now, please go to bed.
Yes, Father. Wasn't it lucky that wrecking car got us out so quick?
Yes, dear. Now, please go to bed. Your father's tired.
Yes, Mother. Is that the telephone?
Yes, turn on the light so I can find it.
I've got it, Father. It's right here. Hello?
Hello? Is Henry Aldrich there?
Yes.
Well, this is Loretta.
Loretta?
Yes. And I just want to say, Henry Aldrich, I think you're the meanest, most horrid person I've ever known in my life.
What have I done?
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't go home with George Bigelow.
Who did you go home with?
I didn't go home with anyone. I'm still here.
At the clubhouse?
Of course I am. And I've just simply got to get home, Henry.
Well, just a minute. Father, have you gone entirely to sleep yet?
Henry Aldrich will be back in just a moment. In the meantime, if coffee keeps you awake, see if you don't sleep better drinking Postum instead. You'll enjoy Postum's grand taste, you and your whole family. And as an all-family drink, you'll find Postum most economical. Still selling at its usual low cost of less than 1/2 cent a cup. So ask your grocer for Postum tomorrow.
Father, I just got a note from Loretta.
Did you?
It's about our going back for her the other night.
Yes?
She says, words will never express my appreciation, especially of the behavior of your father. Not once did he complain. Not once did he embarrass me by so much as looking in my direction. Not once did he even say a word. Henry, your father must be a very wonderful, silent man.
Listen again next week to the Aldrich family, same time, same station, for another sparkling half hour with your favorite youngster, his family, and his pals. The Aldrich family, starring Ezra Stone, is written by Clifford Goldsmith. Original music is composed and conducted by Jack Miller. This is Dan Seymour saying, you will enjoy fragrant, flavorful Postum. And remember, Postum contains no stimulants. It cannot keep you awake. Good night. Why all the cheering? Haven't you heard? Listen, it's hot off the griddle. Log Cabin Syrup. America's favorite table syrup is selling at money-saving, big-value prices. Remember, you get the same matchless Log Cabin syrup. Same high quality, same mouth-watering, old-fashioned flavor. So delicious with piping hot pancakes or waffles. Tomorrow, buy Log Cabin syrup from your grocer. You'll find prices on all three sizes are surprisingly low, well within your housekeeping budget.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.